Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with a new episode of Big Yellow Sticky, the podcast. If you're tuning in for the first time, you may not know that the Big Yellow Sticky podcast is kind of the director's bonus track for the content I post daily over at BigYellowSticky.com, where for the past 4+ years, every day, I write down an original thought, motivational quote, inspirational pep talk, or just a basic reminder about how to be more creative and get more people to buy into your ideas. I write them all on a 3x3 yellow sticky note in a Sharpie with a Sharpie marker by hand by myself and post them online and share them with the world. Well, this year I decided that I would post one of these bonus audio tracks for every sticky note I post on the website. So today you're tuning in to the 20th episode, because this is January 20th, 2019, and the title of the sticky note is Better at Ducking. And the text on the sticky note reads, "Just because you have more experience pitching ideas, it doesn't mean you get punched in the face any less. You just get better at ducking." Just because you have more experience pitching ideas, it doesn't mean you get punched in the face any less. You just get better at ducking. There's a very popular marketing book by a very popular marketing guru with a title about jabs and right hooks. I think I want to write a book about how to more effectively pitch your ideas and title it something about bobbing and weaving. It seems like every time you pitch a new idea, someone tries to punch you in the face. I don't think it's personal. I think it's reflex, a survival instinct. They can't protect their old ways of doing things if you keep popping up and spouting off about making change. So they try and pop you in the mouth. Not literally, at least not usually, but a figurative punch to the head can hurt just as much. First, it's a blow to your ego. The people throwing the punches usually start with an undercut, as in undercutting your authority, by delivering a low blow that attacks your experience, or lack thereof, level of expertise, and your insecurities about the idea you're proposing or the very act of suggesting something new to an audience of people you fear might not take you seriously. The more you're willing to get in the ring and duke it out for just a few rounds, the better you will get at eluding their efforts to knock you down. They have a habit of telegraphing their actions and using the same combination punches over and over again. It's like playing the same level of a video game several times. At first, you're surprised by the pixelated enemies and the hurdles they throw in your way, but after you repeat the level a dozen times, you know exactly what to expect. You have the timing down, you know the safe zones, and you can beat the level in record time. This has been Don the Idea Guy. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's episode of Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to get free email alerts with a copy of that day's sticky note and a link to the latest podcast episode, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. You just type in your email and you'll start receiving alerts tomorrow. If you'd like to learn more about me and get a insider's look at some of the projects I work on outside of Big Yellow Sticky, you can visit DonTheIdeaGuy.com. There's a free email list there as well. It's not a daily alert like Big Yellow Sticky is, but every time I run across something I think you'll find interesting, if I want to share a creative tip or trick with you, I'll send you out an email, but I promise not to clog up your inbox. Thanks for tuning in to tonight's episode, and I hope to see you again tomorrow on the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast.